This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said on Monday the Gaza conflict won't end until all the Israeli hostages are released.
It does seem to me there is now, you know, let's be frank, a pretty generous offer of a, you know, sustained 40-day ceasefire, the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners.
Cameron speaking at a World Economic Forum special meeting in Riyadh. Hamas negotiators were expected to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators in Cairo on Monday to deliver a response to the phased truce proposal which Israel presented over the weekend. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Demonstrations roil U.S. campuses ahead of graduations as protesters spar over the Israel-Gaza conflict. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UCLA, where activists clashed Sunday. At Columbia University, an encampment sits on the lawn where graduation will take place. Maj is with National Students for Justice in Palestine.
If Columbia wants to have a peaceful graduation, then there has to be some form of like meeting halfway with the students.
Students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel over the large-scale operation in Gaza. Columbia alum Daria Lisa Chevalier.
They've met these demands before with regards to South African apartheid divestment.
Columbia officials say they won't bring police back in after arrests were made early in the encampment. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 40 Palestinians on Monday. More than half of the dead in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where bombs hit three houses, medics said, as Hamas leaders arrived in Cairo for the new round of truce talks. This is VOA.